welcome everybody to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio Program. Once again, we are here, excited and ready to give you some radio excellence. We're simulcasting right here, right now, 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale at 98.5 FM KRXT. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give a call into the studio at 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all this programming is put in a podcast form, and you can go to Apple, Spotify, Podbean, and we've got, Shelby, thousands and thousands of downloads.
All right.
So check it out. I want to thank all the sponsors who support me in this program, having faith in me to do it. All those who donate privately, thank you once again. And if you want to subscribe
narration
to the
of Michelle Obama, filmmaker.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Colonel.
Hey,
it's alive. The computer's
alive.
I'll have to step out in the other room to open up my computer.
All right, to my left, the wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, back in the seat.
Yay.
Ready to give you some good information. He's busting at the seams. Morning, Colonel.
Good morning. It's great to be back. And what a beautiful morning to drive into Cameron from the north.
Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, my special guest host today, always does an excellent job. Christine, welcome this morning.
Good morning, Matt. Good to be here. We're going to be talking about first-time abatement.
First time you're going to be gentle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
First-time abatement.
Okay. Well, great. We look forward to that. Shelby, my board operator, doing a great job.
Good morning, everybody. I hope everyone enjoyed the rain. You want me to do trivia now?
Do trivia now. We'll do it a couple times.
Okay. So the first part, I guess this is just the little hint. If you're listening now, you can get a one-up. See, what I have, let's start off with what we have for trivia today. We have two tickets to the Cameron Volunteer Fire Department fundraiser. They're $15 each ticket, so we're going to give you two. What is included is half of a chicken cooked by the people at the fire department every year. I mean, they get hundreds and hundreds of people. They're delicious with beans, bread, pickles, potato salad, and Henry's special barbecue sauce. There's also desserts up there. And this is for Easter Sunday, March 31st. So instead of having to cook a whole meal, you get these two tickets. It's a whole chicken, a whole bunch of sides. Boom, it's done for you.
Wow.
Makes me hungry right now.
Oh, I know. Gosh. So what today is on the national holiday calendar day is National Puppy Day. Ruff, ruff. What did we say? What a rough day it is. Anyway, I make myself laugh. And the trivia is, for the second year in a row, blank is the top dog in the United States. Bot dog. The most popular bot dog is what? Mm. What breed of dog? For the Labrador. Second year.
I have an idea, but interesting. Okay.
Give us a call.
Let's call 254-697-6633. Let me set the table with show highlights. I'll be doing the devotional, reading the last chapter out of Tony Evans' book, Prayers for Men. Doing some announcements. True stories at 11:30. Word of the day in a moment. Quote of the day in a moment. You just got the trivia of the day. Judge Andy Isaacs may be calling in. He's not in the studio today. Katie from Moss, same in that situation. The Colonel, can you give me a real quick teaser as to what you'll be talking about?
This morning, we're going to be talking about the Communist Constitution and also Michelle Obama's run for president.
Which I've been saying for years now, but don't tell anybody. Okay, Christine Stevenson, dollars and cents. She'll be doing
first time abatement. Yes, penalty abatement.
All right, let's go for the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the topic of a story, the conversation of a story. And if you can call me up, 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence, you get a prize. Now, the word of the day is doomed, but the root of it, doom, is a noun. Its definition is death, destruction, or some other terrible fate. This comes from Elon Musk. America doomed without 2024 election red wave. Oh my gosh, how correct he is.
He says
he warned that America is doomed by endless illegal immigration unless the red wave this November. There is either a red wave this November or America is doomed. Okay, so give me a call. Put the word doom into a sentence and you get a prize. Colonel, what's your quote?
Well, I've got a several here, but the first comment was just the invasion that hit the fence at El Paso.
Yeah.
yesterday where they overran.
Yeah.
Just ran right over our National Guard guys. So, anyway, I've got a quote today. You've got enemies? Good. That means you stood up for something. Something in your life. And another one. Nothing is wrong with America. What is lacking is for you and me and our fellow patriots to collectively say no more. And that's exactly what
Matt Bitros
was saying just a minute ago. Well, actually, what Elon Musk is saying, if we don't get off our butts and get the red vote out, we are in deep trouble. We've got a chance to be patriots and to carry on the war, because I'm telling you, this is just like the colonies and fighting the British and everything else. We are at war with socialism.
We got a lot to talk about. Hopefully we'll touch back on this a little bit later in the program, but it's critical that we all know it. Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness stocks drops after making women share restrooms with men. Who came up with that lame brain idea of putting men in women's bathrooms?
It's not just bathrooms. It's
the locker rooms.
Showers,
it's showers.
Locker
it's all
this,
of it. Which is why I'm not a Planet Fitness member.
This is Chinese Communist Party. They have been pushing this stuff. The Communist Manifesto originally pushed this stuff, but the CCP has been infiltrating through some billionaires and some other methods. And all of this gay LGBTQ stuff all comes from being pushing and taken over this country. So
now, Colonel,
it's all deliberate.
I'm skipping all the way to the end of my show highlights because I want to bridge with what you just said. China. Canada rolling out social credit system. Mm-hmm. Citizens' bank accounts linked to obedience scores. We talked about this years ago. China's putting out the social credit scoring. If you don't do what they want you to do, they take money out of your account. They bill you.
Yep.
They don't allow you to have passports to go travel outside the city. And I said, look, China is the staging ground. Once they figure it out and how to work it, it's going to come to a town near you. Well, it's right above on the north border there, Canada.
Central bank digital currency. Every time you walk into Walmart or Home Depot and you've got a card-only machine, go to the cash machine. Do not let them push this, because this is all part of the nudge to push you onto this. Get you used to using your card for everything. And they document everything you buy. They record every time of day, everything that you can believe. It's amazing how much information they store off those credit card uses.
All right, so America's doomed. Planet Fitness screwed up. And how about this one? I don't have a girlfriend, so I was forced to rape. Congolese migrant to stand trial for triple rape of prisoners and schoolgirl. Why am I reading this? Because, ladies, there's people out there like this. They're all around you. I have an observation piece or something. Is it an observation piece on my channel? They're among us. And you may think they're a normal person. They'll come around and rape you. You need to be alert and aware, okay? We'll get into that in a little bit, too.
Under Islam, all single women that aren't escorted by a family member or a husband are eligible. They are asking for trouble. That's Islam, and it's their moral law, and that's what they believe. They have no qualms. They think you're asking for it. So you've got to be aware, and knowledge is power. So study their book.
Next one, Biden nominee to the Seventh Circuit supported banning assault weapons, but could not define what an assault weapon was. How can you ban something if you don't even know what you're talking about? FBI figures show crime fell as Americans stocked up on guns in 2023. Listen, for the last 15 months, I think it was, there has been over 1 million NICS checks. That means either a million people or people multiple times have gone to get a gun and got a check. That's a lot of guns in 15 months, which is fine with me. More the merrier. Venezuelan illegal calls for 300,000 followers to invade unoccupied U.S. homes. Now, when I first read this, I go, okay, man. But then I read into it a little bit deeper, and I go, these guys are smart. These guys are very smart. They're not going to invade criminally. They're going to the states that allow, if a house is unoccupied, and
squatter's rights is what it becomes.
Something
it's
like
crazy,
that.
Yeah. Once they get in, they have more rights than you.
Yes.
Do.
Yes.
No matter how long they've been there.
So you got all these...
Not the 30-day requirement. They could be there 2 days and they've got more than you do.
So you got all these illegals coming in. They take advantage of the loopholes in the system. They get in there. Mm-hmm. And they're telling everybody, we're going to get invaded. They're going to be in here without any help from us.
Yeah, and this New York City's 30-day. They got... It was all on YouTube or on something. I was watching this lady being arrested because she had squatters in her million-dollar property.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
30 days and... She had just inherited it or something.
But. All right, let me keep going. 2020 Paris Summer Olympics cancel air conditioning due to climate concerns. You people are ridiculous. You are totally ridiculous. You need to look in the mirror and start laughing at yourself because everybody else is. Joe Biden issues environmental rule to start phasing out gas-powered cars. I guess he didn't get the memo, Colonel.
The socialists never give up on something that doesn't work.
All right, French leader Macron sending French troops to the UK like a poodle urinating on Odessa. Now, you'd have to read the article to understand where that's coming from, Odessa, what they're occupying. But I said this a long time ago. I was stationed in Berlin in East Germany before they reunited. And the only thing that kept Russian artillery from pulverizing the barracks was a 3x5 piece of material that had red, white, and blue on it and 50 stars. They knew if you touched that flag, they would have all hell on them. So it's the same thing here. Macron sends in French troops. Russia says, well, wait a minute. That's NATO troops. We start messing with this, it's going to escalate it even further. So we got a problem on our hands. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in
in the face and you don't know where to get started? Start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Cabin Ranch Radio Program, the number 254-697-6633. Hello to everybody out there on Facebook, sending in your comments, wish you could be here, and we're going to have a good time with you. So let me continue on setting the table. Trump, U.S. will 100% stay in NATO, so I want you to understand that, everybody. We're not leaving NATO.
We should.
100% staying in NATO.
NATO is part of the UN. The UN was established to destroy the United States.
No, stop, stop. You're not letting me finish my ride. I totally agree 100%. And then Trump says, if you pay your fair share.
Yes.
Now, Colonel can say his other commentary, which I agree with also. But if you're going to be in NATO, the last thing I want to do is pay and foot the bill. Former AG holder. Media will I talked about this last week. Media will change coverage to help Biden win with Trump as GOP nominee. So here we go. Democrat strategist James Carville: Biden should let surrogates do the wet work against Trump. Do you know what the term wet work is?
Where you pee on people for money?
This is a little different.
It's more like, you know, drawing blood from a corpse or a live person.
That's the underworld's way of saying we're going to take you out.
Yeah.
Keith Olbermann suggests hope for Trump's assassination on social media. Not assassination on social media, but on social media, he says he hopes for his assassination. CIA Operation Mockingbird exposed by Fox News. Covert agents embedded in U.S. media to manipulate the public. Jen Psaki admits anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorist RFK Jr., a huge problem for Biden 2024. I'm worried for this guy, Colonel. I really am. You know and I know he doesn't have protection. He has got the name, and he's stepping up, third party, jeopardizing the Democrat platform. Something's going to happen. They're either going to persuade him to drop out, or he's going to be taken out.
Interesting, his vice presidential people that are talking, you know, thinking they're in there.
This is epic. Did you see the video, anybody? Pastor delivers fiery rant while exposing incestual pedophilic book found in high school library. This guy went off on the board, and he did a fantastic job. And one of the guys stood up and says, "I'm not a pervert," and blah blah blah. He says, "Well, you're gonna take the books out." Well, I'm not a pervert.
right.
Guy was more worried about not being a pervert than taking the book out. And finally here, I told you, this is me, I told you, we are one step closer for being here. Canada rolling out social credit system, citizens' bank accounts linked to obedience scores. So there you go, table set, we'll be talking about this stuff as we go through the program. But right now, since Andy didn't call, I've asked him to do revival prayer for years now, for this nation. He's not here, so I'm going to do it. So here we go. Lord, I want to thank you so much for your blessings. I want to thank you for the miracle, which is this nation. And you say that if we put you first, you will keep us strong. But we have backslidden. We've turned away from you. And I'm asking that you put up with us and nudge us to do a 180-degree turnabout to put you back in your proper place. And that's number one. We need a revitalization of this nation. We need a coming together of this nation. And only you can do it through us by changing our attitudes and our way of thinking. Lord, I thank you, and I pray through your son's name, Jesus Christ. I've been doing devotionals Monday through Friday for a long time to a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. And if you are a if you are on my list, I'm going to be reading Monday's devotional. All right, and I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang there in Temple and Cameron, two locations. Temple is 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Today's devotional reads, good morning. Ever hear the expression, stay in your lane? There's a reason for it, both in the flesh and the spirit. In the flesh, it's basically saying, mind your own business. In the spirit, it is saying, mind the Lord's business. This comes from Jude chapter 1, verse 6. And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal change under gloomy darkness until the judgment day, until the judgment of the great day. And I close. We are blessed through grace if we stumble, cross the line, or get out of the proper lane. The angels are not. But it's an excellent reminder to be aware of God's will and to be obedient to it. Even though it may seem like a good idea to change lanes, it makes things so much better if we don't. So check your mirrors, and I'll see you on the road. Have a blessed day. So there you go. Plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat.
Woo! Hear, hear.
All right. Now, Shelby, you're going to have to help me out here. Mm-hmm. I've got Tony Evans' Prayers for Men book. I want to thank Harvest House Publishers. They gave me permission to read 15 chapters. Today will be the 15th chapter.
I believe it's gone by.
I know. It's gone real fast.
Where'd it go?
Like I've been saying for the last 15 weeks, ladies, I need you to do double duty on the prayers for men. Men have fallen from their position of leadership. And leadership has so many aspects to it. And a true leader, true male leader, true man of a leader, will always put his woman up on a pedestal. So don't think it's one of those types of deals where you're being thumbed down and suppressed. No, it's not the way it works. But anyway, I'm going to read a chapter from this book here. I need you to say prayers for the men so that this will stick. The headline is, or the chapter title is, A Prayer for Freedom from Temptation. Tony Evan writes, Lord, you said that when it comes to temptation, you will not allow me to run into anything that I cannot handle. You said that there is no temptation for me but that which is common to man, which means that when I am tempted, I am not alone. Others have faced the same struggle too. And you promise that if I seek your help, you will give me the ability to resist. I'm seeking you now, Lord, to not let Satan or circumstances bring anything into my life that is too big for me to deal with. Lord, help me to handle temptation well. Help me to walk away from it, to have a victory over it, through it, however it comes. I also ask that you keep Satan from defeating me in those areas where I have been defeated in the past. Give me the road to recovery, a comeback, a reversal, so that even though for a moment I may be losing, I will end up winning because you have given me victory. Give me what you gave Peter after you betrayed Jesus. Peter was too proud, and you humbled him, but then you gave him a path to recovery. I need a recovery, Lord. I need a recovery. I need to recover my thoughts, actions, relationship, and family. Help me to overrule temptation so that temptation is no longer able to overrule me. In Christ's name, amen. And then finally, his last statement is, set your standards in advance. Decide your boundaries now so you don't compromise them when you find yourself in the middle of a problem.
Yeah.
So there you go. You like that?
Yeah. You know that Jesus also gave Peter the keys.
That's
to
right.
The kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
Big stuff there. Big responsibility. Yeah, guys need to step up. There is a revival needed for men. Absolutely.
All right, with that done, I've got a little bit of time. Let me read through this Word of the Day article. Elon Musk, America doomed with that 2024 election red wave. He says, imagine four more years of this getting worse. The founder warned America is doomed by endless illegal immigration, unless a red wave in November. There is either a red wave in November or America's doomed. Imagine four more years of this getting worse. Musk was responding to a video of a New York City woman explaining how illegal immigration under Joe Biden has transformed the city into a haven for crime and degeneracy with no law enforcement to protect citizens. The woman said illegal aliens living next door to her pee on her door. It's a little different word. Mm-hmm. And she could tell that they're gang lords. They're tattooed head to toe. The people are peeing on my door, and then there's no law against illegal migrants committing crimes. So again, it's lawlessness. I've been here for 50 years, and this is not fair that we have, that we feel unsafe in our homeland, and our own country is not defending us. And there's nobody to protect us. So there you go. Pretty bad shape. What would you do? You've got somebody peeing on your door.
I know. And it's not just like it's a bum, perhaps, that, you know, this is a drug lord. I mean, they're not afraid. Mark, yes. Yeah, that's not just a thing there. It's symbolic what they're doing. And it's, I don't know, I might be forced to leave. Because, you know, I don't know, if I have children, grandchildren, I mean, you got to think about that stuff, and is it worth it? And I mean, it's terrible.
Where do you run to?
Well,
sometimes you have to stand and fight.
You do. You got to pick and choose your battles.
You can fight when there's little hope, or you can fight when there's no hope.
How do you fight when they won't let you?
Yeah, let's go through this whole cycle here.
Yeah.
You've got a nation with rules, laws, and boundaries.
And they don't follow them.
Only the citizens, and the other ones don't have the rules and laws. Only we do.
Look, I got 2 minutes. Let me get this statement out, and then you can make your point. There's laws, rules, boundaries, but they're not being complied with. The people in position of office can make it be complied with, but they don't. They allow the people to come in, then the people want to defend themselves, but they can't because they'll be persecuted. So now,
Shelby,
thank you.
Got my name.
He's focused.
That's okay.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Well, not yet. I gave you a 15-minute mark, so that's got 10 seconds.
The bottom line is this: there's an agenda, and people have been bought and paid for in the higher ranks of government, and they're allowing it to happen to get more illegals in here for their own sordid gain, so they can change red to blue, they can cause mayhem. And just break down society, one of the Communist Manifesto points, right?
That's right. The Democrats, the Republicans are Democrat light. Conservatives, the laws apply to the conservatives.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Matt Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Got a question or comment, give me a call, 254-697-6633. We had a caller just call in a minute ago talking about how Trump needs to come up with this money to pay for these bonds. And look, the guys, Trump is savvy. He's got a lot of tricks up his sleeves. And from what I'm reading, he's going to probably be doing well in the cash flow in one respect to take care of this. He'll get it back because they're going to find out it's all bogus.
I bet you if he could, he'll wind up getting $400 million from the state of New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because this is bogus.
It's
total so sham.
Bad.
All right, look, Katie hadn't called. She's real busy again. They're just super busy, and they got a lot of stuff going on.
They got two locations going.
Okay, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard is the main house, and right across the street is the drive-thru where you can get, I think it's pizzas and baked goods.
And hamburgers.
Not sure.
She needs to call in.
Yeah.
We'll definitely get her to call in next Saturday.
Right.
All right, but check her out. Great food, great price, great atmosphere. You're going to love it. Check it out. Support the sponsor. Support the program. Let's do the word of the day real quick. Word of the day is doomed. Definition is death, destruction, or some other terrible fate. Put the word doom into a sentence. Call up here. You get a prize. Shelby, what's your trivia?
Man, doom is the word of the day. That's rough stuff. By the way, it's National Puppy Day. And that's what's going to reflect our trivia. You will win two of the $15 each tickets, two tickets, for the Cameron Volunteer Fire Department barbecue chicken plates, which are half a chicken, beans, bread, pickles, potato salad, Henry's special sauce, and there's desserts as well. So you get two of those if you call up here, 254-697-6633, and answer, what is the most popular for the second year in a row dog breed in the United States? It may not be what you think. I know it shocked me. So
I have a guess.
What's the most popular dog breed in the United States?
I have to think about that one. I got a couple of top three, but I got to figure out which one would be which. Colonel, what's your quote?
The quotes. The only thing I learn when I study is that I am ignorant. Okay, so that's the Colonel's quote. Okay, you got enemies? Good. That means you stood up for something sometime in your life. And the other one, nothing is wrong with America. What is lacking is for you and me and our fellow patriots to collectively say no more.
Very good, Colonel.
I like that.
All right, word of the day, quote of the day, and trivia of the day. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Colonel, what do you got?
All right. Got to switch works back in here. And increasingly, all right. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Rayford Brown. I was a 6th Commandant of the Academy of Military Science, the Air National Guard Officer Training School, when it was located in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is the lower left-hand corner of the big picture. And today we are connecting the dots between the 2010 proposed Communist Constitution and Michelle Obama's speeches and her upcoming nomination as a Democrat candidate for president, and early socialism in America in the first two successful European settlements, Jamestown and Plymouth Rock. How did socialism work when we first tried it in America? It was the first thing that was tried in America. And we'll talk a little bit about that. We've talked about the quotes. All right. There is a constitution out there. Today, I want to try to teach you to fish. So if you get your fishing pole, a pencil, and write down, take a few notes, I'm going to be your fishing guide. I'm going to show you where to throw your bait, your lure, whatever you want to call it, but you're going to have to throw it and reel it in. And there's just not time in 30 minutes to even begin to scratch all the information that you need in order to work. The preamble for the Socialist Constitution, the new Socialist Republic in North America. I assure you, if we elect Michelle Obama in 2024, and she's following exactly in the footsteps of Barack, he eased out Hillary Clinton, and she's going to ease out poor Joe, who they're going to pat on the back, give him an ice cream cone, and let him wander around the stage until he falls off the edge. But this is going to be a disaster for the country, and Matt has already said that. The new socialist republic in North America could only have been brought up into being as a result of heroic, self-sacrificing struggle carried out by millions and millions of people who had been forced to live under a system of exploitation and oppression in the former United States of America. Okay, that's all I'm going to read of that right there, but that's the preamble to this Constitution written about 2010, all right, when it was published. This you can find on revcom.us, revcom.us, Revolutionary Communist Party, U.S. All right. These people want to take over, and this has kind of been overcome now in the last 14 years, by DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, Critical Race Theory, LGBTQR stuff. All of these are attacks in place of a violent revolution. The goal, in accordance of Sun Tzu with the Chinese Communist Party, is to take over the United States without firing a shot. And we, the apathetic public, 86% or more of who did not participate in the last election of the primary candidates here in Texas, are rushing headlong over the cliff with the other lemmings to fall into this. All right. So, the Revolutionary Communist Party of the U.S. Let's look at some of the things about socialism. Socialism is the paradise for the lazy. This was said by somebody that I can't find the exact quote, but let's look at some of the facts of what's happened in the past. Jamestown, the first colony in Virginia, 1607, within 2 years, they had 60% died in the first 6 months. More ships came, and in 1609, and they're still working under communism, common pooling of all resources, in 1609 they had, quote, the starving time. All right? The starving times. 430 of 460 settlers, excuse me, that's 490 settlers, all but 60 of them starved to death. All right, think about this. 430 died during this winter of starvation under socialism. Cannibalism, eating their dead, murder, this is the result of no private property. Communism does not work. Everything belonged to the king for these people that came over there. Like England, the king owned everything, and they assumed that he owned all of the New World because it had been claimed for the king. All right? But then they had to try, because socialism did not motivate anybody to work. They tried forced labor with armed guards to make the colonists work. And that forced labor does not provide a lot of production. It's not very productive. And those that did not work did not eat, according to Captain Smith. And that's how they started trying to enforce. This is a biblical quote. And they finally got around to switching to capitalism a little bit. But before that, or as they got into that, they also got into slavery, because the British upper class didn't like to work. They wanted people to work for them. And then we came into chattel slavery, which is imprisonment and forced labor of the blacks. On the opposite side, in Plymouth, in November of 1620, the Pilgrims landed. These people were fugitives from Christian oppression. And they had fled England, spent 12 years in Holland, and there they became concerned about their children, so they wanted to come to America where they could start fresh, raise their children. But when they landed, everything had gotten messed up. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. They lost one ship. They packed everybody onto the Mayflower, single ship. It was months delayed, so it arrived in the winter into Plymouth, where they finally settled there. But before they got off the ship, they signed the Mayflower Compact. And this included pooled resources. They were all going to work, put all their stuff into the community store, and then draw out as they needed. This first winter, 60 of 90 people died during this period. They were all sick. They had 6 to 7 able-bodied people who went out and worked. But the Christians, they pitched in, they worked, they cared for all the people, they changed their bed linen and everything for all these people who were dying down there. They soon learned that working hard produced nothing for themselves, and the able-bodied began to malinger, all right? This is one of the things underneath socialism. There is no motivation. So, in solving this, Governor Bradford, they switched to private plots and let people produce their own stuff. They got to keep what they raised, and as a 7 times infold in production.
We're going to take a break. Be back in 3. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721
or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Everybody to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, finishing up the first hour with the final segment. Colonel Brown going over some very important information to lay a foundation of knowledge so that we can see the comparisons of current day life. Would that be a good statement, Colonel?
Something like that.
That's 25-cent jargon.
Yeah. All right. We've got wild inflation in the country right now, and we want to know what causes it. We've got Janet Yellen lying through her teeth about, oh, we're going to adjust it with interest rates and we're going to control inflation with interest rates. Well, we'll talk about that just a little bit too. But Matt has asked me to try to tie this socialism into current events. Let's look at all the people in the blue cities that are on welfare and doing nothing for the money that they get. And all the money that's being passed out to the illegals. All right. The problem that causes inflation is too much money chasing too little product. If people are not producing anything for the money that they receive, then there's all this money chasing a little tiny amount of product from the people that work. And it drives the price of the product up, and that's what we refer to as inflation, increasing prices. The way that Janet Yellen's process works, if you try to control inflation by raising interest rates, all you're doing is siphoning more money off of the public and out of the economy into the Federal Reserve System and into the bankers and the wealthy and so on. So the people that are loaning you money. And businesses, the way they control inflation is to collapse all of the construction by taking away the credit and shutting down construction, and nobody's buying new homes because they can't afford mortgages and other construction to make it too expensive to do business. So, yes, you can control inflation by destroying the economy and taking this extra money out of circulation so people don't have any money to spend, which keeps there from being too much money chasing too little product. But raising interest rates is an extremely punishing way to do this. Instead of stopping printing money and passing it around to all of your friends and the illegals and what have you, if we get the government out of this, we have to get rid of the Federal Reserve System, which is communist, as was started in 1913. But this is all kind of an aside, trying to tie together what's going on with socialism. Remember that socialism is a paradise for the lazy, the people that don't work. Free money, free this, free that. All right, so let's look at this, some fishing information as your fishing guide, but you have to cast and reel the information in. Let's look at Sandy Rios 24/7 on AFR.net. So turn your browser to AFR.net, or you can search for Sandy Rios 24/7, and her podcast on AFR.net/podcast/Sandy-Rios-24-7. All right. She interviewed Joel Gilbert. He's a movie producer, and he has produced a movie, Michelle 2024. And he was interviewed in two parts over 2 days there, the 18th and 20th of March. And what he put out in these podcasts I was just dumbfounded because I had heard all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes together. He researched this. He talked to her old boyfriends. He talked to her Sunday school teacher. He went to Chicago, talked to people that knew her and what have you, and what actually went on. The history of Obama and the of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama has been completely rewritten. They put her on the South Side, being in the hood, being oppressed. Michelle Obama was raised in South Lake as a privileged person. She wouldn't go to school with blacks. She went trucked across town. But anyway, the truth, and you can find out the truth by going to Sandy Rios 24/7 and look at these two-part interviews with Joel Gilbert and Michelle 2024, the movie. You can stream it on YouTube, I think it is, and also you can buy the DVD and stuff on Amazon. But this is absolutely critical that you educate yourself. There's not even beginning to be enough time to put out all the information there, but it will astound you. She is following exactly in Barack's footsteps, having a voting registration thing, getting a few million bucks from Soros to fund that, $25 million. And at the convention, she made a speech, and you remember that, the one that Barack made in 5 days, that was right before his winning the election. In 5 days, we're going to fundamentally transform the United States. But the convention, she'll be making another speech. She made one and introduced Biden. So Barack made a speech at the convention. So we've got all of these things going together and tying together if you go back and look at this. The only thing we learn from history is we don't learn from history. But you can be. And then you have to spread the word. We have to get the word out. Biden is not going to be the candidate. We all know this is obvious, that he is declining every day, and the poor fella has dementia. My mother had dementia after she turned 89 from till she died when she was 93. Dementia is a horrible disease. For the people around the person that's becoming demented, and you watch them dissolve in front of your eyes.
Colonel, doesn't it boil down to this? The Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights, if you're an American, if you're born here and privileged to have the honor of being a citizen here, you should defend it. And they should know it because you're teaching them. A lot of people don't know. Let me finish. They don't know it, and you've been enlightening them. And then so you use that as a template. You put Michelle Obama on there. I don't care what anything is said about her. She is anti-Constitution.
She, when you listen to the speeches, if you go to the revcom.us site and read the preamble to the Constitution, which is on that site, the sample socialist constitution, then listen to her speeches, you will find phrases and things that are listed almost verbatim out of the communist rhetoric. Michelle Obama is a communist. Barack Obama is a communist. He was raised by Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist. Right? And then they change all the history, and they'll put out all of this propaganda, but you can become educated if you will put out a little effort. Now, there's a Convention of States Action, COSA, C-O-S-A. They're running around, and they have, Mark Meckler has lied and suckered a lot of celebrities, Hannity, some of the preachers, and a lot of people into this thing. But the Convention of States Action, the Convention of States wants to get a constitutional convention, and they are lying about the fact that the states will have control and they'll be able to take control of it. That's not how it works. Read Article 5. But the adoption process, when the Articles of Confederation, the original constitution of the states, of the colonies, was formed, they said that the approval method was 100% of the states and the Congress. And they changed that when they had our constitutional convention to a three-quarters majority of the conventions held in the states. Now listen to the Article 5 adoption of this constitution. And after the revolution and they throw out our Constitution, which they could do if they get this convention and all the Democrats, socialists, they're communists, vote and they substitute the entire communist Constitution for our Constitution, and then the method of adoption, which they're in control of the convention now, it's out of control, their convention, the Constitution shall have been adopted in the first instance by the Provisional Governing Council established under the leadership of the Revolutionary Communist Party after the existence of the new Socialist Republic of North America, and which that would be established by the new Constitution. And the council shall have been drawn directly from all these different things, and they make a glowing sayings there. And then it will be adopted by a simple majority vote of the members. All right. All of this COSA information about the protection by the convention and the majority, the three-quarters of the states and stuff being required, all of this is out the window when they start the convention. That is all malarkey. When they get a convention going, it's out of control. There is no control of it.
Colonel, thank you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. The Colonel does a ton of research. That's what he does. I do research on certain... My research is to find people who have done their research and knows what they're talking about. And if you're anything like me, you build up a trust of those who are consistent and accurate so that you can have some confidence in what they're saying to be true. You always got to check the work, okay? But the Colonel here does all this research, puts it out there. What you should be doing is writing down things that jar your head when he speaks, and you write it down and then go look it up a little bit. That's what I've done for many years, trying to make sure that people are legitimate and valid. We'll take a break. Be back with Christine Stevenson.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357 or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4 and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Hi, Captain Mitchell Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale Carrick's T 98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. That's AARONS gunshop.com. Give me a call into the studio, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, word of the day, quote of the day, trivia of the day. All programming is put in a podcast form. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. And I've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. So lots of great information there. Check it out. Thank you for the sponsors who believe in me. Thank you for the people in private who donate to me. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. The whole works. The whole shebang. But right now, I have Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, a liaison between you and the IRS. She does a fantastic job, lots of great success stories, and it's a pleasure to have her on. Christine, welcome. What you got?
Thank you, Matt. I have a success story to share.
Like success.
Yes, but I'm going to hold off on that, tease the listening off audience a little bit. So if you have trouble with the IRS or your money in general, I can help you out. Call me at 737-234-0196. That's 737-234-0196. Call me, text me. Happy to talk to you about what's going on with the IRS, your taxes in general, or even your money. You can go to my website, which is now back up and running, Proverbs1616.com. Better wisdom than gold. Insight. Than silver.
Wow.
Powerful stuff
good.
There. Proverbs1616.com. So as Matt said, I am an IRS enrolled agent, which means I am a professionally, federally licensed person from the IRS. My enrollment status allows me to talk to anybody in the IRS in any department for any reason, any tax matter, an audit, an exam, a penalty. Any business owner that has 941 issues, or if you, I'm tell you a great story here in just a minute. If you get a letter from the IRS that says, hey, you know, you owe more money and you don't understand why, because believe it or not, IRS letters are not always clear in their communication, despite the government's best attempts. And so it can be very frustrating to say, I see this letter and I'm looking at my tax return and I don't understand what they did to my return. Why have they changed it? Or why do they say I owe? What's going on? And the story I'm going to tell here shortly is just about that. Is a couple got a letter, and they didn't know exactly what the letter was in relation to their tax return. So those are things I can figure out for you. We're going to talk now a little bit about first-time penalty abatement, FTA. It's a great program. The IRS instituted it about, let's see, what are we in? What year is this, 2024? About 20 years ago or so. Around the year 2000, they started this program for the good citizens that are being compliant, that are sending in their tax returns and doing the right thing. But sometimes they make a mistake, or they pay too late, or maybe they didn't get their tax return in on time. Onesie-twosies, one-off situations. The first-time abatement program was introduced to help these people be able to have penalties removed. And the average penalty is, I think, around $280 that you can have removed just because. And it's a way to either get the money back, literally in your pocket by a check, or have it credited to your account if you're beyond the stage of having it come back to you in the form of money. So FTA is a really good program, and I'm willing to bet of the three people here, if you go to your accountant or your tax preparer or you ask somebody that you know that is in this industry, do you know about FTA, first-time abatement? They'll probably say, oh, yeah, it's something that you can get from the IRS, but then ask them, do you know that an individual, a regular person, can just call up the IRS and ask them for first-time penalty abatement? I'm guessing they'll say no, the tax people that you know, because most CPAs, accountants, they are vaguely aware this exists, but they don't know the process to just call in and request it.
Do they not know because they're busy dealing with those people who do put their stuff in on time and properly?
For the most part, probably, yes. That's a fair question.
I don't mess with this because I'm only doing this. So, yeah, I heard about it, but I don't delve into it. Is that...
That's fair, yes. The strong likelihood of that. But it's a powerful program. It's not really well known. The IRS doesn't broadcast it that much. But it's very powerful. I put a story up, or not a story, but an article up on LinkedIn yesterday about, there's this super secret number you can call the IRS and request first-time penalty abatement. Now, there are criteria that you have to meet, and I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute, but it's a hugely beneficial program, and you do have to have an account with the IRS in order to go into your account to look to see, well, A, have I been assessed penalties? And most people know when the IRS is penalizing them, but you have to look at the type of penalties and you have to look at your history of your filing and how you've been compliant with the IRS. And these are all services that I offer. I offer many things, but one of them is account reviews. And this is what happened with this client just this week. They had contacted me, this couple. They got a letter from the IRS, and it said, among other things, you owe tax, and you have these penalties, and some interest on the penalties. And I said, well, you know, you're always going to get penalties if you don't file on time, if you don't pay on time, if you're a business owner and you fail to make your 941 deposits. I know you know what I'm talking about if you're listening. You're going to get penalized for that. But the program exists for individuals and businesses. So I'm talking to this young couple, and I said, all right, what I need you to do, they hired me, and I said, what I need you to do is get me your transcripts. And I gave them the directions on how to do that. Mail me your transcripts. I'm going to analyze them. I'm going to see if you qualify for first-time abatement, in addition to looking at their tax that was due on their return, because it wasn't obvious why they owed this extra money. So, long story short, get into their accounts, and I see they have a beautiful, clean filing history. They file their tax returns on time. They've paid any tax due on time. It looks great. So in our conversation, I said, you qualify for first-time abatement. There's $1,083 penalty right here on your account. We can get that removed. Or better yet, you can get that removed. That's an additional step that I have to have power of attorney to do that, and I'm not at the power of attorney level with this particular client. So I gave him the phone number, which I'm going to give to you in just a minute. I gave him the phone number. I told them what to say to the IRS person, because as you know, I speak IRS. Having spent 7 years there, I speak IRS. I said, say these words and request this based on that. Kind of, you know, X minus Z equals Y type thing. So she called up yesterday. And here's what she sent me in a little email. Just one line. I called right at 7 this morning and didn't wait on hold at all. They removed the $1,083.25 penalty.
Awesome.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah.
Just because of a bit of knowledge.
Just because a bit of knowledge. So, I'm going to wait till after. Well, no, I'll give it to you now. So, the phone number that you need to call is 855-223-4017. You're calling the IRS. I'll say it again, 855-223-4017, and you're going to dial in extension 225. extension 225. You call 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time, wherever you're at here in the U.S., or even if you're overseas, if you can dial in there. And the phone assister is going to come on, and then you're going to have a little conversation with them. Now, you have to know if you qualify for this. You can't just call up and say, hey, I want first-time abatement. You have to know if you qualify. And that's part of, let's a little teaser here, that's part of the services I offer. You have to know how to read what's in your IRS account to understand if you qualify. So you can call me at 737-234-0196, and we can have a conversation about that. But anyway, she got $1,083 removed. Now, they had a choice because it was a recent penalty. It was from 2021. So they have a choice of getting the money back, like in a check, or they can apply it to a current balance due that they have. So either way, it's $1,083 in their pocket, a great way to start the weekend.
You know, I'm always I look at you like a balance. On one side, my train of thought is I'm going to have to worry about making a mistake, and I have to worry about the full fury of the IRS coming down upon me to collect my 32 cents.
Yes.
Or I can prepare myself by getting a person of your
knowledge, skills, and abilities.
And I'm worry-free.
Yes. So I don't do tax preparation except on a very, very limited circumstance. So that's not the service that I offer. It's very specialized. It's called tax resolution specifically, or representation. That's what we call it in the industry I work in. But part of that that process is doing a deep dive history. All of my clients that hire me automatically get this deep dive. I look in their account. I'm looking for all sorts of things. But this was a one-off situation. This couple, they knew me. They said, hey, can you help us out? And I said, yeah, here's my fee. You need to pay this, and we'll get into it. So penalty abatement, it's a great thing to look into if you have it. The biggest penalty I've had removed is $35,000 off of eight.
Wow, that's a big tick mark right
off
there.
Notch
your gun like that.
Yeah.
All right, Christine, we got to take a hard break. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes with Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Hi, this is
Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, 254-697-6633. If you want to have a direct connection to Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, my special guest host for today. Continuing on with your segment. Go ahead, Christine.
So, if you are just tuning in, I was talking about first-time abatement and how that might be available for you. You need to call the IRS at 855-223-4017. And punch in extension 225, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time, and you are requesting first-time abatement. And so you have to have a little bit of knowledge of your history with the IRS. So you'll need to either create an account at irs.gov, or if you have an existing account, you need to go into it. And the main thing that you're looking for is the year there may be a penalty existing on your account for failure to file or failure to pay, and there's little verbiage that tells you about those penalties. You need to have a clean filing history for the previous 3 years. So, for instance, if you have a penalty on 2022 for failure to file, you need to have a clean history for 2021, 2020, and 2019. Those three prior years need to be clean, that's the word we use, in order to get the penalty removed or abated for 2022. So you got to have a clean 3-year prior history to qualify for FTA. And again, thousands of dollars can come off. I was just mentioning the biggest penalty I had removed was $35,000 for a business. The furthest most back penalty I had removed last year in 2023, I worked with a client and I had a penalty from 2014, almost 10 years ago now, so it was 9 years ago then, I had that removed. Now, they didn't get the money, but they had it applied to a current year balance due, and that was about $1,400. So again, that's $1,400 that they didn't have to pay, and they had no idea, A, this penalty existed because it was from so long ago, and that they could even, you know, request it to be removed. So
you may not know the answer to this question I'm about to ask.
Yes.
But when you said, like, three clean years.
Yes.
Who comes up with these rules? Let me clarify the statement, the question. In my impression, it's a human being like you and me.
Yes.
Who pays taxes, too,
yes,
and has to file it. But it seems like it gets more and more complicated. Don't these people think about how it's going to affect them?
Oh, so the question people is working at the IRS?
Who come up with these rules?
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, it applies to them as well. In theory, anyone that's working at the Department of the Treasury, which includes many, many institutions, the IRS is just one of them.
I know, but if I was on the board,
they have
making
to have
the rules,
a clean history themselves, because they have to have special ethics and compliance things that they're in compliance with. So in theory, these rules won't ever apply to them because they're filing on time and paying their taxes on time. So in theory, yes, I know where you're going with that. But
okay.
So anyway, first time abatement, check it out, and you might be able to have some money saved. Put some money back in your pocket or apply it to a current balance due. I want to talk real quick about the failure to file penalty, which is a monthly rate of 4.5%. That's being charged money for failure to file. Failure to pay is being charged at half a percentage. So you want to pay your debt as quickly as you can in order to save some interest.
Isn't that interesting that you get charged more for just not filing? It's like you always said before, you go to jail for not filing.
Yes. You go to jail for not filing your tax return. You don't go to jail for not paying your taxes.
Unless you're Jesse Jackson or one of these other people.
So sometimes, actually a lot of times I get asked, well, you know, what's the interest rate? You know, how much is the IRS charging on my current debt? Well, I have the answer. Currently, from December, now this is fairly current, December 31st of last year to February 12th of this year, the interest rate was 8%. And interest accumulates daily. So if you have a tax bill to the IRS, pay it off as quickly as you can, because that's your hard-earned money. I know you work hard for it. You don't want to give it away to the IRS if you don't need to. So first-time penalty abatement. Use it if you can. I want to also talk about letters that you get from the IRS or the state. I have two examples. Actually, one example I'm going to really I do have two examples.
Can I ask you a question before you do that?
Yes.
Because I had this, and then you brought this up, and it fits perfect.
Yes.
Are there any surefire ways to identify that it's truly a genuine letter from the IRS?
Well, yes. Most of the scam letters usually have typos or incorrect language, or they don't have the proper phone number to call. Anytime you call the IRS, it's automatically going to be the automated system that answers. You know, you have to look for the proper IRS logo in the upper left-hand corner. So if you're not sure, you really need to call me, send me what you have, and I'll say, yeah, this is real. Or, you know, go to a CPA, tax preparer. They're gonna help you out. So I want to talk about not ignoring the letters that you get from the IRS. And I know it's super scary, and I know it's feels counterintuitive to call them and talk to them, like, oh, why do I want to talk to the IRS? They're just going to come after me. They're not coming after you unless you ignore their letters that they're sending you. And there's a long time for these letters to go out. There's a billing cycle, like any other institution. There's a billing cycle. And what happens if you don't pay the electricity bill or the water bill when you first get it? You get another one. Sometimes it comes in the mail and it's pink. It said, oh, you didn't pay your water bill. We're coming in 10 days to shut your water off. Ask me how I know about that. So, you know, and people make mistakes. We forget. The mail doesn't arrive, et cetera, et cetera. But with the IRS in particular, I have a letter here. It's dated February 26th. So that's not even a month ago yet. It's a CP-504. This is a super serious letter. And this is a person I called the other day trying to find out if they would like me to work for them and help them. But this is a notice of intent to seize, brackets, levy, your property or rights to property, i.e. your bank account. Amount due immediately, $15,273.28. This is a big chunk of money to come out of someone's bank account. And so 30 days almost has gone by since they sent this letter. Now, they've sent other letters, but this person has ignored it. And I feel bad for them, because this is likely going to happen. 30 days have already passed. So you don't know it's happened until you go to the grocery store and use your debit card associated with your bank account, or you're trying to get gas or pay some bill online or buy something on Amazon, and your card is declined. It's like, well, why is my card declined? I have plenty of money in my account. No. The IRS froze it. And 21 days later, they're going to take it out. So first they freeze it, and you have a short window of opportunity to actually get the freeze unreleased and save the money.
That is a small window of how the social credit score system will work in this country.
Exactly. So
I've had renters before, and I had to go down to the bank and make a call to the IRS to get them to authorize the bank to give me my money for
the
rent.
Yes, and so that's where I can step in as an enrolled agent. There's a form I file. It's a very immediate action, because people do need to pay rent, or they need to pay the mortgage, or they have groceries they have to buy, or whatever the situation is. And you can get money released, but you have to act immediately. This is a very urgent situation. And so I have an example of someone's bank account that lives here in Texas that was actually levied by the state of Alabama because they didn't file an Alabama state tax return as a non-resident. So the state of Alabama went in the other day, March 19th, and took out $11,350.86 for a failure to file tax returns. Now, this was to the state, but they're Texas residents, but they didn't file in the state where they used to live. So this I mean, it's real. Don't ignore these letters. It's, you know, you'll lose your money. And once it's out, it's pretty much gone. You can't get it back. Very little remediation possibilities. So please don't ignore those letters. Call me, 737-234-0196. And how much we have? Just a little bit of time left.
About a minute.
A minute. Well, I wanted to say two quick stories. Taking a hard right turn. This past week, I have had two parents call me for their grown popo men sons that have not taken care of business with the IRS. Parents were trying to hire me to help their kid. Parents,
you prayer for men. Tony Evans, men, stand up to the plate, be the man you're supposed to be.
Exactly. And parents, you can't want it more than your grown popo men want it. If they're not interested in fixing their IRS problems, you can't fix it for them. I can't fix it for them.
You can't worry for them.
Yeah. So I usually take my IRS hat off and put on my coaching hat when I'm talking to these parents. You know, you can't, you have kids. You know, you got to let your kids suffer. If you keep providing a soft landing, you're never going
to
learn.
I didn't teach the kids. The wife taught the kids.
Okay,
and the wife did a fantastic job.
You would back her up.
You know, I got the biggest compliment from my son, my oldest son.
What'd you say?
The wife asked him, why were you so obedient? And his answer was, because you married Dad.
There you go.
That's how it should be. That's the blend between the two. One nurtures, the other one knocks. Well,
boot on the neck.
Okay.
You still got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
737-234-0196. Check out Proverbs1616.com.
You know, we're getting commentary on here that says, hey, I'm glad I found you on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do this. The Colonel and I always say, take somebody else to the voting booth with you. Right now, if you're hearing my voice, share this. Go to Facebook. Share it with somebody. Give them the website for the radio show, aaronsgunshop.com. Check it out. It will do wonders for people. Well, there's a lot of people out there who would love to hear this information, but they just don't know where to find it. So please, do that now. It's simple. Just do it now. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Radio program. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, still in studio. She'll be here at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. Shelby, my board operator, doing a fantastic job, and you, the listening audience, welcome. In this segment to the top of the hour, I'm going to go over some articles, and we're going to get a little somewhat in-depth on it and cross-reference and bring up other things that fit to it. So if you got a comment, you want to be part of the conversation, the number is 254-697-6633. Let's start off with this one. Planet Fitness stock drops after making women share restrooms with men. Let me read a little bit into it, and then we can comment. Planet Fitness's stock dropped after the company directed women to share restrooms with male customers and told employees to use pro-transgender language. The gym's stock dropped after it was pointed out on Friday that Planet Fitness requires women to share bathrooms with men and to refer to men as whatever name or pronouns they want. Hey, guys, let me tell you something. You're a freaking loser, okay? You're losers. And the fitness company is also compelling its employees to speak in the way transgender customers. Look, screw you. If I see a dude, yo, man, what's up? If I see a woman, hello, young lady, how are you? Hello, ma'am, how are you? Okay? None of this, hey man, what's your pronoun? Screw that. I'm not going to do it. I will not comply.
I use man and dude as a neutral.
Yo, dude. If you're transgender and you come up, if you're transgender and you come up to me, you're a dude or something, and you're making yourself look like a girl, I say, hey man, okay, well, you know, your heels are a little scuffed. You might want to put some marker on that. But I'm going to say, hey ma'am, your heels are scuffed. I'm not going to do it.
That's why I'm not a Planet Fitness member, by the way. When I was living here in Temple, I've been here 20 years, moved away for a short period of time, came back, needed to get my gym membership up and going.
And that one in Temple is pretty busy all the time.
It is busy, yes.
It's packed.
Not anymore.
I'm going to go through this week and I'll be like, how busy are you?
I called around to different gyms and I asked this very specifically. Now, this was over 10 years ago. So it's interesting that, you know, this is, you know, just coming out. This has been in existence for a while. And I said, I need to know if you are allowing men that identify as women to go into the women's locker room in Planet Fitness. Yes, ma'am, we are. And I said, all right, fine. Oh. You're not getting...
Local.
Local. You're not getting my membership.
They're just making a spat about it now from that incident. But it's not just the bathroom. It's a whole locker room.
Right, it's the locker room.
It's one thing when it's a bathroom. It's crap.
No. I understand what you're saying, but no, it's not the same thing.
For completely changing, showering, going somewhere. I mean, some people get a membership just to go shower and change it because it's cheaper than having an actual... water
look, let's go over a few things. Christine just said she's not going to give them her money if that is the policy. Bud Light wanted to cram it down our throats, no pun intended, okay? And look what happened to them. Netflix. Colonel, remember when they were twerking, the kids were twerking? We talked about that on the other show.
Yes, the little girls.
I said, sorry, no more Netflix. Bye-bye. The dollar talks. You want to take back this country? Put your money someplace good. Continuing on with this article, some members may feel uncomfortable with a transgender member using the same locker room facilities, bathroom, showers, or other facilities, programs separated by sex. This discomfort is not a reason to deny access to transgender member, read a Planet Fitness operational manual. You are an idiot. Planet Fitness staff should work with members and employees to address the discomfort and to foster a climate of understanding consistent with the judgment-free character of Planet. Wow, this just sets me off, man. Sets me off because there are so few of you. Look, if you want to be united, go to your own place. Men got their bathrooms. Women have their bathrooms. Since you don't want to pick a side, you should have
the neutral bathroom.
The neutral bathroom.
There's nothing wrong with that. But the problem with that is, now you're making these individuals feel separate.
Discriminated against.
If you didn't get the full surgery, then you shouldn't be allowed to go in there. I mean, there's still something wrong with it, but if you are not 100% surgical change, you're not allowed in there. You can't just put on a dress and say you're a woman. You have to get chop chop, you know?
That hurt just hearing you say that.
Chop chop.
Okay.
This whole thing, all this transgender and stuff can be traced back to the Chinese Communist Party and the attacks to destroy the United States and to divide and conquer. It's an old, old tradition, divide and conquer.
You see, Colonel, you bring this up here, and that's what I'm getting at. That's where it all comes from. If you know the template, if you know our Constitution Bill of Rights, and you know the template that wants to destroy it, you can overlay and see immediately the corruption of it all.
The whole goal, all of the Christian persecution and stuff going on in this country was founded from Plymouth by devout Christians. Our Constitution is based on the Bible, Moses' rules for having 10 people and a judge and stuff. All of these things, almost, they said repeatedly, all good law comes from the Bible. And now we have the communists coming on. The communist believes that the government is God, and the first thing they have to destroy is the family and God before they can take over this country. If we are a strong Christian country, they cannot conquer the United States. First thing they have to destroy is God and our morals, and then they can just walk through and we'll just give it to them. And that's what's happening right now.
They're a generation away from completing what they want.
And Reagan said that. Yes. We're never more than one generation away from tyranny.
Yep.
And it's our job, as Matt said too, and others, you know, to educate our children. And that's biblical from the beginning. This deal of having public schools and allowing and public colleges, teachers' colleges that are communist, training communist leaders, sticking them into the schools and wondering why they teach communism.
World Economic Forum. Oh, that could be 2 weeks worth of programming right there. We're talking about Planet Fitness. What about Victoria's Secret? I talked about that, where they went woke. And look, if you're overweight, God love you. Okay, more to love. But on a Victoria's Secret catalog, and you got angels who are golden tanned, walking down in pumps, and that's the way it's marked up. There's women who would like to put their panties on and make it feel like they look like that. And there's guys who want their wives to do it to look like that. If you're into oversize, get your own catalog, especially if you're dressing up as a guy dressing up as a woman. Get your own catalog. These people do not realize you are trying to cram down an agenda that just doesn't, it gets spit out. Yeah, figure that one out. Okay. And then also the Boy Scouts. It's no longer the Boy Scouts.
We've
it's
got
Scouts.
Trail life
Scouts.
Now. You don't have to have the Boy Scouts and all their stuff.
The board on the Boy Scouts, you chicken-livered, little sap-sucking, yellow-sucking belly, whatever you want to call them. These people caved in to people, the media putting pressure on them. I would have doubled down and said, screw you, Boy Scouts, with capital letters.
It used to be, but now there's an alternative. Trail Life. Look it up. Trail Life.
I don't want alternatives. Yeah. You know, the Rangers. What color were the Ranger berets?
I don't
black.
Know.
They were black. Then some schmuck said, "Let every GI wear a black beret." What does that do? So the Rangers went, what is it, flat dark earth tan, because they got to distinguish themselves. I'm not like you. I am up and higher than you, and that's the bottom line, because I do serious training, advanced training. I'm separated from you. I'm not going to become blending in with you. If you're a guy wearing a dress, you're not the same as a woman. You're a dude wearing a dress.
Well, there's a beautiful picture of this six-foot dude standing next to Riley Gaines on the podium when she's getting second place. He beat her in the championship race, and he's 6 foot, big broad shoulders, and little Riley's looking up at him, and she's got an expression that is absolutely priceless. What a disgusting individual that would do that, to stoop to that, just to steal somebody else's honor because you can and because you're a dude.
You have somebody actually that's been in both sides, which was Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, coming out and saying, "I'm completely against men and women sports," because he goes, "If I were to participate, it wouldn't be fair." You're getting it from the exact source.
Mm-hmm. And they shut Jenner down. Notice
yeah,
I
yeah. Oh, now you can't talk.
Well, this whole thing, once the guy has gone through puberty and he's, you know, got 4 foot wide shoulders and a 28 inch waist and 32 inch hips, there's no taking it back. And, you know, take off what you want, but he's still a man, and every cell in his body has those chromosomes, and he cannot be allowed
to compete as a woman.
As a woman. And the other thing is, all these people talking about gender transition for all these little children, there is no transition, you idiots. There is only sterilization. All of these children will be permanently sterilized, and there is no study showing that there's any enjoyment or anything, and these poor kids, they have absolutely no idea what they're being signed up to. And I just love my friend Bill that said, you know, when I was 9 years old, I wanted to be a dragon. I want you to get me some scales.
I want to be very clear as to where your host stands on this matter. If you're 18 years or older, I don't give a darn what you do, although I do care about you.
Not and, yourself, though.
But this is America. God bless America, and do what you want to do. The problem I have is when you try to push your agenda on me. My agenda is that everybody's free and left alone to do what they can within the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that's legal, moral, and ethical, to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If your pursuit of happiness is wearing a dress, God bless you. I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to stop you until you start crossing lanes, getting out of your lane. We'll be back.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron's Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Matt Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, finishing up the second hour, final segment. Got a whole another hour to go. And if you want to be part of the show, give me a call at 254-697-6633. We had an interesting conversation about our last article, Planet Fitness. We're going to move on to this one. The headline reads, "I don't have a girlfriend, so I was forced to rape Congolese migrant to stand trial for triple rape of pensioners, prisoners." What is that?
Pensioners.
Pensioners and schoolgirl. Okay. Everything's flipping. And a schoolgirl. Let me read a little bit here. This Congolese guy goes, "I decided not to ask anymore and to do what I had to do," he said to the police officers. The migrant due to stand trial in France for the double rape of two elderly hospital patients and the rape of a minor 2 days later has claimed that because he does not have a girlfriend, he's forced to rape.
I wonder why you don't have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Right.
What else? Did he make another quote? He said, "I decided not to ask anymore and to do what I had to do." The reason I'm reading this article is because, ladies and gentlemen, here we have a whole bunch of illegal immigrants, mm-hmm. illegal aliens. They come from different cultures, different backgrounds. They're all over. It's like 10 million people that are in now, and there's a whole bunch of gotaways that we don't have no idea who they are. So you've got this mentality, this thought process of with sexual drive to just say, "Hey, I don't have to ask, I'm just going to take." Okay, the laws favor me anyway. Why not go for it? Have a good old time. I got two ladies in the room. Does that worry you at all?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
It's there's myself. I think about my sisters. I think about my daughter, my girlfriends, many of whom are single, you know, don't have a husband, don't have a boyfriend, and all the more reason to be training to have protection for yourself.
Right.
But no, this is people that come to this country illegally, they bring their culture with them. And they don't assimilate people. The early people that came into the country in the 20th century, they assimilated to our culture. Mm-hmm. That's not happening now. And particularly people coming from the Mideast that subscribe to Sharia law and the treatment of women. There's been stories about fathers that have gone out. They're here in America. Their daughters are interested in young men. And, you know, they end up killing their daughters in an honor killing. Mm-hmm. Because they're not following the rules of Sharia law, which is incompatible with our Constitution.
Now, I don't know what's worse, individualism or Balkanism. in this country. I was talking, we did that YouTube, my old YouTube before, opinion piece. It was basically, we're unified, we're one unit. But all of a sudden, for a perfect example, would be Minnesota. You've got a whole bunch of people up there, Muslims up there, who are changing the rules that are counter what America is.
They are migrants and not immigrants. The difference, a migrant comes to form an enclave of their own people. The immigrant comes to join and to mix in and become one, from many one. That was what our impervious unum. All right. Now, the Muslims, under Sharia law, believe that the Quran is infallible. The Quran and Sharia law, the Hadith and Sunnah, they believe that this is the immutable and things, and that the Quran is superior to all, quote, man-made law. They're superior to the U.S. Constitution. We cannot have Muslims in Congress if we actually had an oath of office, because they are lying, and they're authorized to do that by taqiyya, the sacred lie. Anything that advances Islam, they're to say. They're like the communists. The communists can never tell you the truth about what they're up to because you would not buy it. You don't want it. But they will always lie to you and tell you anything they think you want to hear.
All right, this brings up another question. I'm probably going to get, I don't know, looked at funny for this one. But look, that, what was it, 30 prohibitions?
Yes.
Okay. You couldn't have alcohol, and they realized they're going to make alcohol anyway. The government's losing money. It's all about money. It's all about money. They said, okay, you're going to do it anyway. We at least need to put some controls on it to maintain it, and we're going to get a piece of the pie. Okay. Same thing with marijuana. Okay. They got these other states here that are finally legalizing marijuana because they're going to smoke it anyway. They're going to grow it anyway. So they might as well get a cut on it and make it to some degree. Like, you can't, how unsafe is marijuana?
It's the gateway drug.
It's a gateway drug. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's stereotypical. I don't think that's true. So, I have a lot of friends that never approached other drugs because they were just potheads.
They're just too tired and lazy.
No,
they're
it's
too
not
busy
about,
eating.
That's not about that. That's all stereotypical. That's what they put on the
news. I went to college, you know?
Okay, but maybe that reacted that way to you. I've got so many friends that are just potheads, but they're not just like dead to the world. Not in Cameron, by the way.
Well, they may not go on to other drugs. Most people don't start off, I have limited knowledge, with crack.
Right.
Or heroin.
You don't inhale, right?
Right. Okay. I've never inhaled.
Crack?
They're not.
It didn't count.
Said, well, I tried it, but I never inhaled.
Yeah. Oh,
but that's not what they're starting off with, generally speaking. It's pot. That's the gate. That's the stereotypical part. That way drug that goes on to other things. Just like, it's no different than, I can drink alcohol, but I'm not going to become an alcoholic. I'm going to stop. I don't, lots of guys, gals, just smoke pot, and that's what they do. Yeah. Shh, they're chill. But it is the gateway drug.
All right, let me raise the eyebrow. So here we have this Congolese migrant who's raping women. Why not legalize prostitution?
Because he might not want the prostitute. He sees what he can't get and that what might attract him more.
It's about control.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's about...
Rape is about control.
You know, he may not be attracted to the prostitute. She's busy. She's got a line out the door.
In general, what about legalizing prostitution? If you did it for alcohol and you did it for marijuana, and what's the other one I'm thinking
of?
How
does it work in Las Vegas?
Well, Sin City.
I mean, does it work well there?
It functions there because everybody turns their heads. Because it's not legal, except for there, that they or the chicken ranch down south here, I guess, that's not in business anymore. But the it's a serious question. Do you legalize it? Now, look, I know there's morality and there's faith-based arguments towards it. Get it totally, and I accept it. But you could say the same thing for marijuana. You could say the same thing for alcohol. But we've done it. Does it mean it's right? All I'm saying is, if you've got a mess on your hands, and if you legalized it, you made the mess smaller. Isn't that a good start? That to the point where we may get to the point where we don't do it anymore at all.
It doesn't ever work that way.
It doesn't. Yeah.
So the pill was supposed to, you know, prevent abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the pill. Now we won't have abortion. Well, 65 million people that don't exist later, pill didn't do that. It doesn't work. The theory is, this is what communism is. It's the theory. Oh, it's going to work this time. Da-da-da-da. It doesn't work.
Because then what if you don't have any money?
What's happening now isn't working.
What if you don't have any money? He still wants to.
Well, then you still have school children that they can go molest.
Well, that's what happened so 2 weeks.
See how sick it gets? Little boy was walking home
from church, and he was raped by an immigrant. This was a South Texas story. I had it pulled
okay,
up.
Okay, look, if you don't do legal prostitution, then there's no chance to cut it down. That's all I'm saying. If you don't do anything, there's no chance it's going to maintain itself. Because what do you see that's happening now that it's going to change it?
You're just enabling people to not control themselves again, though.
No, they control themselves. It costs money.
They don't have no money, so they just still don't control themselves.
Okay, so what you're saying is don't legalize pot, don't legalize alcohol, don't legalize
prostitution.
Yeah. What if Japan has brothels with sex dolls? What about that?
That's sick. That's what that is.
Why are governments instituted among men? Right, we had religious rules. We've got the Bible, and they should be following that. And it should be the church, and the people, and the preachers, and the things that control this stuff. It is not the government's job. Mm-hmm. Governments are instituted among men to secure our God-given rights. We've tried controlling alcohol, and we repealed it. We can't. We've got a war on drugs, but you can go anywhere in Cameron or Temple, and in 30 minutes you can get whatever you want to buy if you know the right people. This whole thing about the government, what the government's job is, we're getting confused, and we get into the constitutional taking when the government starts taking from one and giving to another or trying to.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to alcohol, pot. In prostitution, the colonel answered it in the perfect manner. This country, government, stay out of it, and we need to fix it morally. Is that right?
Yes.
Only the Constitution can only control a moral and just people. We've said this numerous times, and our legal system, there's an excellent article, and you can look this one up. Get your pencil and paper. Regime v. America. If you search that up, you'll find the article. It's about 4 pages, and it tells about lawfare and everything that's happening to Trump, all of these other 65 conservative lawyers that they've attacked, and everything else in this system, the voting system, where they manipulated the court system in order to violate the existing laws and get them repealed that had election integrity. Pennsylvania being a prime example.
All right. Before we go to break, I want to make clear, ladies and gentlemen, I bring this up to open up the discussion. Matt here does not approve of legal prostitution. It was a very good conversation to weigh one side to the other, and it always ends up being like the colonel said. It's just, that's not the way to go.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, hour number three, simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. If you want to be on the show, give me a call, 254-697-6633. All programming put into podcast form. Check it out on Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Check it out. Also, in the middle of that page, there's a donation button. Ladies and gentlemen, it costs a lot of money to run this program. And if you're liking what you hear, there's very little of it out there, okay? And I could use your support. So if you've got some funds you can put on a monthly basis and a donation, it would be greatly appreciated. I can't thank you enough. If you're not a business who can take advantage of the advertising, but you're a private citizen who's got funds who can do it out of the goodness of your heart, the love of country, to put out conservative talk points, because there's few of us out there, because it's very difficult to get on a platform like this to be able to broadcast. It costs a lot of money, and it's hard for people to say, yeah, okay, I'll give you 3 hours, 5 days a week. It's just a difficult thing. So I would really appreciate it. Thank you to the sponsors and all those people who donate privately. Thank you. Now, Colonel, back in your segment, you were going over information, but you wanted to promote where you were getting your sources from. So why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
All right. As your fishing guide, it's my duty to tell you about the fishing hole. And my history stuff on the deaths and stuff, the starving times. And it's The American Story, The Beginnings, by David and Tim Barton. And you can get this book by going to wallbuilders.com and their bookstore. Or
they should be a sponsor.
If you want to have one ahead of time or something, I have several copies at home. I've purchased these for some of the public officials I've passed them out to that I think might be educable. And so I've got, I think I've maybe 10 copies, and I'll sell them for $25. That covers my postage and stuff. And I'll bring some next week to the station. They come by here and pick them up during the show or something.
You know, Colonel, I'm looking at your hat and the upside-down flag, and it reminds me of a day when I was wearing my battle dress shirt with an American flag upside down. I was at a gun show, and a young buck comes up to me, hey, man, your flag's upside down. I go, yeah, I know. He goes, well, you need to turn around. I said, no. Why not? I said, because this country's in distress.
And that's the whole thing. And it gives you a chance to talk about it. I have had several people come, oh, your flag's upside down. You know, and I tell them, it's a distress signal. We are under attack, and we have our backs to the wall. And we should be back to back.
We're being attacked and invaded. Venezuelan illegal calls for 300,000 followers to invade unoccupied U.S. homes. I touched on this. Let me go into a little bit more detail so you can understand where these loopholes come in. Quote, I think it will be my next business. Invade abandoned homes. My African friends told me they already have 7 expropriated houses. Says Leonel Moreno. A Venezuelan illegal alien call, which I just mentioned. In a recent TikTok post, this guy said he learned of a legal loophole in some states like New York that allows squatters to live inside empty homes. Mm-hmm. Here's his quote. My people have thought about invading a house in the United States because I learned that there is a law that says if a house is not inhabited, we can expropriate it.
And there are websites and other people that have made businesses out of publishing lists of quote-unquote vacant houses.
Did I slaughter that?
Yeah, you did, but that's okay. it's like doxing, but it's doxing vacant houses.
Yeah.
So what's the point of anybody paying for a house?
Well, the law... Okay, yeah, granted. The law says that... Look, people... American citizens, go for it! Here's the deal. The law says that if the abandoned houses are deteriorated and that are in bad condition, we can get, repair, and live in it, and even sell it. He went on to explain he knows some African migrants who've already done that to 7 other unoccupied houses in the U.S. and wants to turn the outrageous squatting scheme into a business.
And they have.
And he goes, and I think it'll be my next business, invade abandoned houses, since I searched for some codes with my African friends, and they told me that they already done 7 of those houses.
All right. If you leave your house or you have a house that's not occupied and you don't have somebody to watch it for you and check it every day or so, they can come in there and change the locks and you're done. And if they pay bills from that location or address, start using it, and you do not contest it within the 30-day period, you're probably going to lose your property. Now, you can maybe be able to get it back through an extended legal process. I think the lady in New York, but she got arrested
for trying it. I'm about to do that. Let me talk about that. In this article, Moreno made headlines last month after bragging on TikTok how he exploits his child to leech off U.S. taxpayer to avoid working. Okay, you come to the United States to work, and I came to vacation. Look at the difference. You and I didn't come with the same purpose. You came to the United States to pay taxes that you didn't pay in Venezuela. This comes in the wake of a disturbing story that a New York homeowner was arrested for trying to evict squatters from her house. She says, I'm being arrested for being in my own home. My deed is current and legal. But is the house deteriorated?
No, it was not. So, $1 million property. Okay. But she had just inherited it. And she was not occupying it. And she obviously did not have anybody securing it.
You know, Colonel, let me say something here. Donald Trump, when he was debating Hillary, and the question came up about paying taxes, and he goes, yeah, I'll do whatever I can. I'll find loopholes. Ask Hillary. She's been in it for 30 years. If she doesn't like it, why didn't she fix it? So here we have these loopholes in these blue states that say, if this is that, and that is that, and this is that, a migrant can come in here and end up owning it, take advantage of the system.
Yeah, it's set up, and we need to find out, you know, who passed this law. Why was it passed? What was the purpose of it when it was originally passed?
And this is good to show the people, look, you ignorant fools.
Throw them out. We threw out 9 here in Texas.
Why don't we just, like, while Nancy Pelosi or whoever, when she goes on vacation, put everybody in her house, and when she comes back, say, sorry, you weren't in there.
Shelby, they tried that.
They live here now.
They tried that. They put them on her lawn, and she got people to take them off their lawn.
But we try to get people to take them out the house, okay. And then you get in trouble.
If you get Simply Safe, so you can tell when somebody's doing something to your house or approaching your house, and you take care of it immediately.
I don't use Simply Safe. I use Simply Cocked.
Well, okay. You know, there are ways to do this legally, and get the police to do it. But you have to take care of your and protect your property. And that's one of the reasons we founded, and the reason for government is to secure liberties. And we do this by having a sheriff and a posse to enforce the law. And if they are not enforcing the law, then they're not doing their... Why do we have this government? So we need to vote, people. Vote. Get these people out of office.
Don't do that. You're sounding like Biden.
Ah! I am a little aggressive. I've been sick, people, and I've got pent up emotions.
He hasn't been here for a few weeks.
You're talking about law here. Biden nominated the Seventh Circuit supporting banning assault weapons, but cannot define them. Nancy Maldonado, President Joe Biden's nominee for the Court of Appeals in the Seventh Circuit, supports Illinois' assault weapons ban, but cannot define an assault weapon when Senator John Kennedy, I like that guy, questioned her. Here is what happened.
Well, there is, defining an assault weapon is an appearance.
The Washington Times quoted Kennedy saying, "You said assault weapons may be banned because they're extraordinarily dangerous and are not appropriate for legitimate self-defense purposes. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons." She responded by saying, "I'm not a gun expert." Also,
well, maybe she should be a hammer expert because more people are killed with hammers. Hammers kill more people than rifles.
Ladies pistols. And gentlemen, if you don't know what you're talking about, just shut up. Really. If you're an undecided, please don't vote. Please just go away. Go away. Go away. Meg Ryan, go away. Just please go away.
Meg Ryan.
Well, we got this. Knives kill more people than guns. And these, we don't, you know, this.
Well, they want assault weapons bans here, and all of a sudden this comes out. FBI figures show crime fell as Americans stocked up on guns in 2023. It says here, on July 4, 2023, the Examiner noted national instant criminal checks, NICS.
Well, every time.
For gun purchases have been over a million a month for 47 straight months. 47 straight months, a million guns. This means leading up to 2023 and throughout 2023, Americans were pouring into gun stores acquiring firearms. But crime fell.
Okay, and they say this. Every time we have constitutional carry comes up someplace, all the bleeding hearts are out here saying, oh, it's going to become a Wild West. We're going to have massive crime and everything. And you go check the statistics, and everywhere they have constitutional carry, crime goes down because they're afraid to commit it, because they're afraid the guy may shoot back.
Let's reflect back 70 years. And let's say 1950 was the cutoff point of greatness for this country. If you look back, I'm using that because it's a general topic, because right after that is when all the computer stuff came out and all the manipulation came out. But what I'm trying to get at is this. 1950 and prior, excellence, based on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Even though there was problems, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights directed us, just like the Bible directs us, on how to get through challenges and make it better. We don't change the Bible. We don't change the Constitution unless it's dictated the way the Constitution tells us to do it. Be back in three.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
That music early?
2 seconds.
That's 2 seconds too early.
It's got to have time to fade out or else it just goes click, and I don't like that being on me.
That is an awesome drum playing sequence going on there. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Matt, your host, High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Going over some more articles here. This is ridiculous. Really, this is ridiculous. But leave it to the French. 2024 Paris Summer Olympics cancel air conditioning due to climate concerns.
That's appropriate coming out of Paris. Nothing else they do makes sense either.
None of them wear deodorant anyway.
You've got athletes who have trained for years to go to this Summer Olympics. The amount of time it's going to take place is minimal. It's not even on the radar when it comes to any type of effect whatsoever, although I don't even believe it affects us. Okay. And here they're going to have these guys and gals suffocate in the hot weather. But they say, well, we have cool running water going through the buildings. The athletes competing at the Paris Summer Games will have plenty of condoms.
What?
What?
But they will not have air conditioning. Yeah. They give, this is coming from, the reason I understand this is, I've been following up on this. And what it is they will supply condoms. And they also supplied, last Olympics, they supplied cardboard beds for people who wanted to engage in that type of activity.
Cardboard bed.
Disposable beds. Yes,
disposable beds. Well, that's creating trash.
Well, now that's...
They want you to get hot and sweaty, but they're not going to cool you down with the air conditioning.
Oh, no.
All right, let's move on. Okay. With that one headline, we go to this headline. Joe Biden issues environmental rule to start phasing out gas-powered cars.
That again.
Give me a break. It doesn't work.
We've been through this, and they've shown it doesn't work. But the one thing that facts never bother a liberal.
Right.
And once they start on something, they keep going. It's like the COVID stuff, the CDC. We know that the COVID vaccine was never tested.
Right.
Suppress. They never tested anything, but they start pushing it. And the CDC is still pushing for mature people like myself, over 65, that we should go get some more booster shots so that we'll die faster. and we've got say the same outfit putting out programs.
Colonel, I've said this many times before, but remember that business card I had on the wall at the old studio where you get your shot and then you get nine boosters.
If you get it up, you get a free one.
You get a free pizza.
You might need a booster. That's all I hear in my head.
President Joe Biden has issued a new environmental federal regulation to begin phasing out gas-powered cars, requiring American automakers to produce electric vehicles as part of his sweeping green failing agenda.
Doesn't that like kind of interact with your freedom as a creator of vehicles? Like being forced to make a certain kind of vehicle?
Now look, I'm all for efficiency. Mm-hmm. I got no problem with that. But efficiency cannot take over practicality. If we could live in a green society where electric vehicles were good and it covered all the bases, mm-hmm. and it really was good, I'm sure if we went green, okay, cool, we have a cleaner planet. But it doesn't work. And until we get to that point, and I understand that you have to incrementally fuse it in,
right.
but they're cramming it down our throats.
Okay, well, there's hybrid vehicles, all right? We can have the best of both worlds. And I used to have another foreign station wagon, started with an O, that got about 35 in the highway and got about 18 around town. But if I've got now a hybrid and I get 32.6 or something all the time, in town, on the highway, makes no difference.
Oh?
I'm confused.
Odyssey.
Oh, okay. All right. I went, we're looking at wagon.
It wasn't an Oldsmobile.
I knew what you were talking about.
Yep. But anyway,
it's stupid because our pollution goes around the world just like China's pollution goes around the world.
India, China.
It doesn't matter.
Let's go back and revisit this. We've got a second going here. What is the largest greenhouse gas? Everybody has been hammered. They say, CO2. Wrong. CO2 is only 4% of greenhouse, or excuse me, 6% of greenhouse gas. 94% of greenhouse gas is when you step outside and you see these white puffy things. You see clouds. You go to Houston and you feel the humidity and the stabilization of the temperature. You go out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it gets cold at night because there's no water vapor. All right, water vapor is 94% of greenhouse gas. 6% is carbon dioxide. Of this 6%, 4% of carbon dioxide is man-made. 96% of carbon dioxide comes out of the ocean and these wonderful things called plants and animals and stuff. All right, now we've got 4% man-made. Of the 4% that's man-made, 4% of that is made in the USA. The other 96% of man-made CO2 comes from China, India, and Russia.
If you're going to say it right. China.
Okay, so we've got China. So what's China doing right now? They're not covered by the Paris Accords till 2030, and they're building now, as fast as they can, coal-fired power plants. They don't have enough electricity now to keep their lights on for their businesses and stuff and power their production. They got their manufacturing because they can't provide electrical power. And they're going to invade Taiwan, to take people's minds off what's going on at home.
We've talked about a couple different things that are going to fall in line with what I've read multiple times. When I was doing my Bible study, I'm thinking, where's the Antichrist going to come from? And it's supposedly coming from the fallen Roman Empire, supposedly, if I know my information correctly. I said, so I'm typing in there, Google searches, who's current people that might turn to the dark side? Then all of a sudden, the Club of Rome came up. I go, wait a minute here, this might be something. So I just happened to delve into it. And let me read a little bit of it to the break. The Club of Rome. In 1991, the Club of Rome published The First Global Revolution. It analyzes the problems of humanity, calling these collectively or in essence the problematique. It notes that historically, social or political unity has commonly been motivated by enemies in common. The need for enemies seemed to be a common historical factor. Some states have striven to overcome domestic failure and internal contradictions by blaming external enemies. The ploy of finding a scapegoat is as old as mankind itself. When things become too difficult at home, divert attention to adventure abroad. Bring the divided nation together to face an outside enemy, either a real one or else one invented for the purpose. With the disappearance of traditional enemies, the temptation is to use religious or ethnic minorities as scapegoats, especially those whose differences from the majority are disturbing. Every state has been so used to classifying its neighbors as friend or foe that the sudden absence of traditional adversaries has left governments and the public opinion with a great void to fill. Here's where the Club of Rome comes in. New enemies have to be identified, new strategies imagined, and new weapons devised. In searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, the Club of Rome came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. In their totality and their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat which must be confronted by everyone together. But in designating these dangers as the enemy, we fall into the trap which we have already warned readers about, namely mistaking symptoms for causes. All these dangers are caused by human intervention and natural processes, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy is humanity itself. That's what they're doing. They came up with this process, this concept idea of water's bad, need to fix it. Pollution, bad, need to fix it. All these different things that I mentioned here, it is a way to unite and scare you to unite
to give them control.
Push them their agenda. I'll never let go of this article here. Never.
That's
until I die, I guess. But
and remember that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And we have something in this country, what's called the Red-Green Axis. And this is where the communists join with the Muslims to attack the United States. They're friends now, and we have the Muslim Brotherhood that takes over part of Washington, and we have the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, with openly broadcast that their goal is one world socialist government, and the Muslim Brotherhood has one world Islamic government as their goal. So they're kind of competitors, but their common enemy is us, the United States of America. And so they're working together in Washington to destroy us. And there is some concern right now that Biden is being, or the government's being manipulated using the United Nations War Powers Act, which took the power of Congress to control war and gave it to the president if he's quote-unquote supporting the UN, and we have Biden maybe sending troops to defend Hamas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to come up to the segment that everybody loves, and that's True Stories of Self-Defense from the American Rifleman's Armed Citizens column. And I'm going to be doing, what was it, 2009, I think it was?
December 2006.
December 2006. So if you have your old edition of 2006 on page 8, we can follow along. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back in 3 minutes, we will do the Armed Citizens column. Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on 105.1 FM The Ranch.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
the perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Number's 254-697-6633. What we're going to do right now is one of our favorite segments. Everybody in the room loves it. The listeners love it. Now, you know, if you don't know who I am outside of the radio, I've been doing guns and training guns for a long time. And I know what I'm doing, okay? And so when we read these stories, we learn what to do and what not to do based on the story. And we have to, the way we're going to do it is we're going to read the story and all the information to make your decisions is in the story. We're not going to pull anything into it. We're just going to base it off the story itself to come up with commentary and conclusion. So I'm going to start it off here. These are cold reads. Armed Citizen, American Rifleman, December 2006, page 8. Story number one. When a Harlem thug saw Margaret Johnson, a grandmother who had been confined to a wheelchair since 2001 injury, he thought he had an easy target. The friendly Johnson said hello to the man, but according to police, he responded by grabbing her around the neck in an attempt to steal her necklace. But he had underestimated Johnson, an NRA member and accomplished target shooter who was on her way to the gun range.
Remember, you got to use her voice. Quote.
She reached for her registered pistol and shot the assailant, sending him running. There's not much to it. Somebody tried to mug me and I shot him, said Johnson. It was very scary. Police caught up with Johnson's assailant half a block away. So right on, girl.
She must have hit him a little bit because he only got half a block.
Hell, it was point blank range. I hope she did.
All right. Samuel Mitchell was exiting his church after choir practice, unaware of two blocks away was events were in motion that would change his life. Police say a robber attempted to rob a man and woman and the victims fled the opposite direction. The suspect pursued the female towards the church where Mitchell had gotten into his truck. As he was leaving the parking lot, a woman climbed into Mitchell's vehicle and pleaded for help. When the suspects caught up, he stuck a pistol inside the truck window and announced a carjacking. Mitchell, who was a concealed carry permit, responded by producing his own pistol and shooting the man who died at the hospital.
I can only say one thing. Only one thing I can say to that story to make it any better. Instead of him, after the guy puts the gun in the car, when the woman was talking to him, I would have grabbed my firearm and said, just in case, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. So just a matter of a delayed sequence.
All right. Vincent Lena was on the phone with 911, desperately hoping police would arrive in time as a man tried to break into his home. As he spoke with the dispatcher, the intruder smashed a window and tried to unlock the front door. Lena quickly grabbed a 12-gauge shotgun and shot at the suspect, peppering him with shot as it ricocheted off the window and door. The suspect fled the scene, but was arrested by police and taken to the hospital.
Don't F with a shotgun. Just don't do
no
it.
No kidding.
It's not worth it.
Just 4 months after burglars stole jewelry worth thousands of dollars from a Florida townhouse, four suspects attempted another heist. This time, however, the homeowner's 26-year-old son was sleeping inside. According to police, Richard heard someone entering the house, grabbed a handgun, and went to investigate. Good move, okay? He confronted four burglars, pointed his gun at them while demanding their hasty departure. Instead, they began struggling with McKinney, and he opened fire. One intruder died instantly. The others fled. McKinney took it upon himself to defend himself, and I'd do the same thing, said a neighbor.
I've got no commentary other than applause. He did everything right. Good job.
Well, it is an example of letting somebody within 21-foot zone. When they start wrestling with you and you've got a gun, you brought a gun to a wrestling match, and it kind of puts you at a disadvantage here. But he did get one of them.
He went and seized his firearm before he went to confront him.
That's good.
And then he took out one of them and the others fled. So more power to you, buddy. According to police, when Michael Sloniker heard an unexpected midnight hour knock at his door, he cautiously answered it armed with a handgun. Unbeknownst to him, two juveniles were standing behind his front door, one clutching a baseball bat and the other holding a shotgun. As Sloniker opened the door, the juvenile holding the shotgun began to raise it. Sloniker fired two shots, hitting both assailants. Right on, man. The shotgun-toting youth, who had been on probation, was killed. His accomplices was arrested when he sought treatment at the hospital for a gunshot wound. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that one was great.
No, not really.
It turned out, I mean, not because the kids thing. I'm talking about
I'm not even talking about the kid things.
In perspective.
Why did you open the door?
Thank you. At 12 o'clock at night, you're going to open the door?
Nothing good happens after midnight.
No, sorry. Nothing after 9 o'clock. Oh. 9 o'clock is more like, what do you want? It's 9 o'clock. Okay. This is a common knowledge. Don't call me. Don't interrupt me. Don't stop me. Don't do nothing. Leave me the F alone, okay?
All right. The homeowners who were asleep awoke to a living nightmare, said Seguin, Texas Police Department officer Aaron Seinberger. A person had broken into their home, and now they were violently struggling to get the suspect to leave. The male homeowner fought with the burglar, who was armed with a wooden club-like object he found inside the home. The homeowner broke free, retrieved a .40 caliber handgun from inside the bedroom, and yelled at the intruder to leave. When the burglar made a mad dash towards the homeowner, he shot and killed him. Seidenberger said that while the homeowner was likely shaken, he has to look for it. From the viewpoint of, if I had not done what I did to protect myself and my wife, then I might not be here.
That's right. That's got to be your attitude. Colonel, take it away. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
I don't want to cut Christine out of the loop there.
Okay. I'm a dramatic reader. A 23-year-old man's night of mischief grew increasingly brazen and dangerous as the evening progressed. Police say he broke into three vehicles before entering a nearby home through an unlocked door. Once inside, a female resident discovered the intruder and alerted her husband to his presence. Armed with a gun, her husband confronted the intruder. The suspect advanced toward the homeowner and was shot three times, said Major Randy Royal of the Ware County Sheriff's Department. Charges were pending while the intruder recovered at the hospital.
Shelby, you know what I've noticed on these stories? Not one mention of the type of gun used.
I told you.
Mm. Oh, so it's a 40 caliber here, wasn't it?
Okay, 40 caliber. Okay.
That was one, but I mean, in the older versions, it's telling you every single what the shooter had, what the other people had. It's giving details. This one, it doesn't tell you.
12-gauge shotgun. You know, really, when you're looking down the barrel of a 12-gauge shotgun, they all look pretty much alike. Ah!
Anybody in the room here have a true story of self-defense besides me?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I wished I had one, but it...
So what did you do with your stalker?
I got the police involved. He was sent to jail.
Okay, so end of story there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a true story of self-defense, stay anonymous, give me a call, tell me about it. I had, on our other show, remember the other show we had this guy call up on the Wings place, I think it was? He's sitting there with his wife, and some dude is... just assaulting him, and he pulls out his gun and controls the situation, and he took control of the situation, but he had a little bit of a hassle, but everything worked out good. So you never know when, you never know where, you never know why. You just have to say, I'm ready for whatever hits me. Okay. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't train mentally, if you don't train physically, to be honest with you, if you don't train mentally, mentally is more important than physically. If you're not ready to pull that trigger, if you're not understanding the situation, if you can't read it, you're going to lose. Okay? My mathematical formula for success is M plus M equals RT. Mindset plus mechanics equals response time. If your mindset is prepared to engage a threat and you add to it the understanding of the mechanics of how to use your firearm with accuracy, it will equal incredible speed for response time. If either one of the M's are not up to snuff, your response time is dramatically declined. The more it's declined, the more chances you are of losing the battle. The battle will happen in 3 to 4 seconds. 3 to 4 seconds. It's over. If you're not... 3 to 4 seconds with most people is, can I get my gun out of my holster? Is there a round in the chamber? Is it on safe? Do I really want to do this? That's got to all be taken care of before you walk out the door. Otherwise, don't carry the gun. I'm not saying don't buy the gun. I'm not saying you can't have the gun. But if you're going to carry it for self-defense and you can't even get past the mental attitude, I don't know if I can dig, I don't know if I can shoot, pull the trigger, I don't know.
Then don't have it. I was going to add to what you were just saying. Target shooting is to verify that your weapon and you are looking at the same place. You can shoot through the target. Once you get to that point, then you've got to add movement. Because if you stand still, you are an easy target and you've got to move. And then we have to learn how to reload, how to handle malfunctions. Don't stand still. Get used to getting down in the dirt. If you stand up, you're going to get shot. There's a 70% chance or 80%
Colonel,
chance anyway.
You've trained with me, and you know how
that's
it works.
That's exactly what we did.
As sharp as we are and as proficient as we are, you still have the mental, there's a hesitation, there's a delay, there's...
Yep, you... And this getting down, you have to practice getting down and getting back up again.
All right, we got to go.
Pretty
heavy. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Ted Nugent on this show. Stranglehold. He mentioned to me that I have awesome taste in music. Isn't that right, Shelby?
Great taste in music.
So now it's just a matter of getting him on here to talk. It'd be fantastic. So if anybody's out there who's got a personal direct line to him, call him and say, hey, Matt said it. Yo, let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay. I got... I don't want to do that
one. Never know about that. 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon. 6 degrees from Ted Nugent.
That's right. The Kevin Bacon game. It takes about six people to connect everybody else.
Yeah.
Trump. U.S. will 100% stay in NATO. But here's the caveat. If other nations pay their fair share. Colonel, what's your beef with NATO?
NATO is a portion of the United Nations. The United Nations was formed from the League of Nations, and Woodrow Wilson and Edward Mandel House, a Jacobean communist, set up the League of Nations, or tried to, after World War I. The sole purpose was one world socialist government and to destroy the United States. Woodrow Wilson was the first Democrat traitor. That's in modern, the 20th century there. So 1912 elected, 1913 into office. But the whole thing, the United Nations, the sole purpose of the United Nations is one world socialist government. And they freely admit this. The charter was written by a communist spy. He was discovered, and then we didn't do anything to him.
I have a question. I want your personal opinion here. Understanding what you just said, if you took that out of the picture and just say, hey, we want to have alliances with nations to protect each other, is that a good thing?
No. This foreign, avoid foreign entanglements. And this, the whole thing was conjured up. You got to have an enemy. You said that before. You got to have an enemy. So we did this thing. Right now, this Ukrainian thing, the U.S. government is badgering Putin just like we badgered the Japanese before World War II. They're doing everything they can to agitate Putin and to force this war. We've pushed NATO right up against Russia's border to kind of antagonize them. And they're saying Ukraine has been bullied and destroyed by Russia when they stole the breadbasket back in the 1930s and starved 8 million people. That's the good thing about communism, that if you want people killed, socialism is really great at that.
So if we are in NATO, like we are, if we're there, here's what Trump says. I believe that the United States was paying 90% of NATO. That could be 100%. It was the most unfair thing. And don't forget, it's more important to them than it is to us. We have an ocean between some problems. They will take advantage. They took advantage of us on trade. They took advantage on the military.
Socialist wealth redistribution.
But he's right, though. If we're in it, you better pay your fair share.
Capitalism, socialism is a parasitic, always declining thing because it is anti-human nature. It never works. But they keep attacking, and we keep using. We've set up the Federal Reserve. It stole 98% or 99% of the value of the dollar since 1972. We're taking money out of the United States. We've rebuilt Russia twice. In the 1950s, once when they failed, they were collapsing, and then again, there was the collapse of socialism, and we bailed them out. We've helped China. They've taken $500 billion a year of our intellectual property. They cannot survive without capitalism, and yet they want to destroy it. And once they destroy it, 430 of 490 people are going to starve to death. Capitalism is the only answer. Self-interest is good. And I've ran out of things to say for a second.
It's okay. I got you covered here. Let's go over to this. Former Attorney General Eric Holder claimed that the mainstream media will shift its coverage of Joe Biden in a much more positive way now that the binary choice between him and Donald Trump has been confirmed for 2024.
Malarkey.
I know. It's going to be Michelle. It's going to be Michelle.
Uh-huh.
If I'm wrong, I'll eat my lunch.
Well, you got to eat somebody else's.
If somebody wants,
I'll eat my lunch, okay?
If somebody wants to put some money on, I'll put money on Michelle. Right here on the table, we'll let Matt hold it, and we'll see what happens. Who comes out in October running against Trump?
Look, Colonel, you and I, we had a great track record on the other program. We saw it all. We knew what was going on. We tracked it well, and then the steal came. Here's the deal. Biden is not going to make it. Kamala, there's no way they want her because nobody wants her. So if you take those two out, there is absolutely nobody to counter the red wave of Trump other than Michelle Obama.
And that she'll pick Newsom from California as his brother, maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it at all. All right, so here's what they're going to try and do to make it work. Attorney General Eric Holder, as the media turns its attention to making the binary choice between a person who's got some age and cognitive issues, that would be Trump, against someone who's actually accomplished a lot. Remember what we did in the first year with Trump on the other show? We listed 300 accomplishments of what Trump did, and they were all freaking positive.
This was between the first and what the election we say that they say we lost, but we won 2020 to 2016. Okay, and then he had the track record, and we could go down this list of accomplishments. And you can ask any Democrat, do you like lower gas prices? Do you like being an exporter of energy? Do you like having inexpensive food? Do you like inflation? The answer is usually no to the, you know, they kind of like those things. Well, that's all that Trump brought us.
He said to us in 2016, you're going to get sick and tired of winning, 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 winning. You know, a lot of people don't like his cockiness. But I'm sorry.
What's not to love?
His cockiness makes it where you can have less taxes. Just look back from 2016 to 2020. The Black Caucus was favoring him. Black, lowest black unemployment rate, lowest Spanish rate,
lowest
women rate,
unemployment,
everything. No. Everything was low.
They were the best times ever. And they the black community did not like Barack Obama, so they had to rewrite his history. And they're rewriting Michelle's history. They have rewritten Michelle's history. She, like Obama, is now Barack. He published two autobiographies, and she's published some stuff and good best-selling books and stuff. It's coming, I'm telling you,
if
folks.
If you are opposed to Donald Trump, I give you free rein to call me and tell me why and back it up. Can you back it up? Tell me why Trump's not good. And if you can't give me a good answer, okay, I'm going to just talk right back to you. I will let you speak. I will be very courteous. Tell me why Trump's a bad thing. And if you say, well, grab
he
it
He talks
in,
bad. He makes bad,
bad
statements.
If that's the case, you're an ignorant fool. You're an ignorant fool. I'll say it again. You're an ignorant fool. I'm not embarrassed by saying it. I'm not going to back down from saying it. I'm going to say it boldly with capital letters. You're an ignorant fool, and you could potentially be a traitor to this nation. This nation is Constitution and Bill of Rights. That is what we are. If you want to change it through the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Don't go outside the loop. I've got somebody very close to me and family, who recognizes certain things were illegal outside of the Constitution, but said, look how beneficial it was. So we need to do that. Otherwise, it wouldn't have gotten done. I'm saying, what the hell's the matter with you?
I can fix a few things while he takes a deep breath here to regain his blood pressure. I want to give you some websites. So play the back on Spotify or Podbeam or Apple Podcast or whatever. Here it is. CitizenFreePress.com. That's Citizen Singular FreePress.com. WallBuilders.com, their bookstore. Sandy Rios on AFR.net. So you can go to AmericanFamilyRadio.net and find Sandy Rios. And RevCom.us, Revolutionary Communist Party.us. Know your enemy. Sun Tzu said that. And then Heritage.org/Constitution, and you can find out about this wonderful document, which doesn't need to be changed, but we do need to follow it.
All right, now look. CIA's Operation Mockingbird exposed by Fox News. Covert agents embedded in U.S. media to manipulate the public. Here we go.
That's old.
Carville. Biden should let surrogates do the wet work against Trump. He's pushing assassination. Keith Olbermann suggests hope for Trump's assassination on social media. If you were to do that the other way around, these people would be in jail. Jen Psaki, little peppermint patty here. Anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorist RFK Jr., a huge problem for Biden 24. They're attacking him because he is a major threat, because Biden doesn't have what it takes. I did that one already. Okay.
You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Talk to me. Tell people.
Call me or text me at 737-234-0196 or check me out at Proverbs1616.com.
Christine Stevenson, your old age with the IRS. Colonel, thank you very much. Shelby, fantastic job. Listeners, callers, love you. We're going to take a break. Be back next Saturday doing it all over again. And until that time.
April 13th. Somebody tell me what April 13th is. Next week.
All right. Until that time, God bless. Keep your powder dry. See you on the other side.